Paul Jolovich is going to join us. He is from WIP Radio. Paul covered it. Paul, it looked like quite a scene. Was it as much of a party as it looked like?
I can't emphasize to you guys enough how great, and I'm a skeptic, but Philadelphia did such an amazing job with this draft. 250,000 people on the Ben Franklin Parkway, beautiful area. You saw the overhead shots, the iconic Rocky statue, no arrests whatsoever, great weather. I mean, it's grand slam and then some. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, my question is, like, why in the world did the draft connect so much? I know Philadelphia, of course, you know, from the area, and they're passionate about football, certainly, but the draft, like, I didn't anticipate them to go, like, this nuts for it.
Well, Chris, the NFL doesn't do a lot of things right, but they did this one right. They had a huge area, you're familiar with it. On the Ben Franklin Parkway, there were things for everybody. If you wanted a stuffed mushroom with a Tampa Bay Buccaneer logo on it, there's somewhere you could find it. Anything for kids, for adults, all kinds of corporate tents, autograph sessions. And then for the draft picks, there was a draft stage. Meeting room was great. Everything was perfect. And a lot of people showed up Thursday, but then word of mouth went out, and people showed up Friday and Saturday, too. There's not one thing I would change. It was unbelievable.
Paul, how did the 3,000 seats that were sort of underneath, if you will, that were close to the stage, how were those tickets acquired by people? Do you know?
Bob, I'm going to have to give you the old Sergeant Schultz here. I know nothing, absolutely no idea. I know there were a lot of people that wanted them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There weren't enough, but absolutely no clue.
Paul Jolovich, WIP Radio in Philly, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk, Sports Radio, The Ticket, talking how the draft went down in Philly. What percentage, roughly, were people just, you know, fan of their team flying out to Philly for it, and how much of it was just like Philly locals showing out and being passionate like they usually are?
Well, considering the fact that they didn't ask everybody, Chris, I would say about 70% were Philly, and there were people from everywhere. Everywhere and anywhere, and people from other countries, and Eagle fans from Idaho, and Buccaneer fans from California, and Buccaneer fans from Florida, and Bear fans from everywhere. You get the point. A beautiful beef stew of the NFL.
What was your expectation before going to this thing? I mean, you kind of described what it would be like. They hit a home run, but I mean, they pulled it off. I mean, I wouldn't have expected it to be this good, would you?
Nope. And in fact, Bob, the day before the draft, it was 52 degrees, overcast, it rained some. As with anything outside, no matter what you schedule or where or who, the weather is the number one factor. And Mother Nature, you know, was pocket aces. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful 3 days. Nobody saw the site before. It had never been done before. People were upset about traffic delays. It's a very integral part of the city. The NFL insisted it be on the Rocky Steps, so the NFL, you know, the Eagles had to have it there. Everybody was kind of wondering, but I had no idea what it would be like, but I didn't expect it to be that good or that big.
Was there a plan B in case it did rain? Because if it rains, you still want to have it outside with all that?
No, technically, Chris, the draft was inside. I mean, the stage was covered and well covered.
Okay.
Rain would have had to basically come sideways to hit them, and the seats were covered. For all the activities and all the tents, nothing for that. So you cross your fingers about the weather, and they got lucky.
All right, Paul, looking ahead, and we're visiting with Paul Jolovich of WIP Radio in Philadelphia, covered the draft. Philadelphia has now set the bar for hosting drafts. I mean, it, to me, blew away what Chicago did
last year. Looked really good on TV.
Look great on TV.
Yeah.
You just look at the way it became a party. So what can other cities do? You've traveled around. Is there anything that you think now that another city is going to look at and say, well, we can do this, we can hold it here, that type of thing? Because Philadelphia is going to be tough to beat.
It really is. And I think other cities that are going to bid for it are obviously going to watch, you know, previous drafts. New York, I don't know what you're going to take out of Radio City, but Chicago and certainly Philly. Probably there are ideas today that there weren't 5 days ago from cities. Let's have it, you know, whatever their iconic site might be, have an idea to transform that. When you say Philadelphia raised the bar, Philadelphia raised the bar in more than one. It's got people in meetings, I'm sure, all day today with thinking caps on, wondering, hey, if we bid for the draft, what can we sell the NFL? What can we do? But the number one thing, guys, and Chris, you know this as well, Philly people are just nuts. They're crazy sports fans. They're crazy local fans. You heard it every time the Eagles picked, or the Cowboys, or anybody else, or the boos that Roger Goodell got. Replicating that fan base and those people, the local people, is not going to be easy for anyone.
So on the note of that craziness, did Philadelphia earn themselves a Super Bowl? I mean, they've shown they're not afraid to put it in what's deemed a cold weather place. They had it in New York. So could Philadelphia, with the way they handled the draft, did they potentially put themselves in the mix to possibly get a Super Bowl one day?
They didn't hurt themselves, Chris. Just strangely enough, I don't want a Super Bowl.
Really?
I personally want it to be in a warm weather site. I'm not very weather-centric, but about the Super Bowl is a party, and you got to have things for people to have at a party. Philly is obviously an amazing town, but I'm just a fan of outdoor Super Bowls. Go to the beach, go to this, go to that. Good weather. So I don't want a Super Bowl. If we have one, that's great, but not for me. But I think they couldn't have hurt themselves, that's for sure. I still don't think there'll be a Super Bowl coming to Philly, but it was only a step forward for those who want it.
Paul Jolovitz, WIP Radio in Philadelphia. Appreciate the time. I'm surprised you didn't call me by a name that wasn't Chris, because you usually do that when you come on the show. So I'm at least
nothing
happy
about the actual draft, guys. Nothing at all.
Well, I mean,
I prepared for hours and hours and hours.
All right,
and didn't
grade the Eagles draft then. Are people happy about the Eagles draft?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was a solid draft. There's nothing, no wow factor in the Eagles draft. Barnett, the first pick, very solid pick. Nobody knew who he was in Philadelphia or anywhere else that didn't watch college football that much. But I had one problem with the Eagles draft, and you guys may disagree with this. I did not like the Sidney Jones pick in the second round. I just simply, every situation is different, and I was just kid the absolute best from a personal level now, obviously. But I don't take guys who are injured very often. I pretty much pass on them unless I think it's a complete slam dunk, home run in the making. And an Achilles injury, a reactionary position like cornerback, I just get the heebie-jeebies with. The other picks I thought were fine, and I'm praying for Jones, but I did not like that pick.
Yeah, shout out Joel Embiid, picking guys who are injured. I guess DJ Pumphrey, by the way, Mountain West back of San Diego State. He's one of those pass-catching type smaller guys. Doug Peterson there with Philadelphia basically running the show, calling plays. Does he use those type of backs, those pass-catcher smallish guys?
Well, he has one, Chris. His name is Darren Sproles.
True.
And people are already calling Pumphrey Sproles V2.0. He absolutely does. The West Coast offense, Peterson style, I guess you can call it, calls for pass-catching backs. Pretty much everybody here wanted Christian McCaffrey. They didn't go up and get him, and he went at 8. So a pass-catching back like that was pretty much in the radar. And for a fourth-round pick, they could have done a lot worse than Pumphrey, who's terrific, who obviously paid a little price because of his size. But the same way I stay away from injured players, I don't care how big or how small you are, I go the Billy Beane route. I'm looking for football players, not the Marlboro man, and this guy's a football player.
There you go. So, all right, did we cover everything we need to cover with you? You prepare for hours, so I don't want to let you go if you got more information.
Well, the weather of the Jersey Shore here is beautiful.
Okay, we know.
Yeah.
Paul Jolovitz, appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys. Love to come on anytime.
Thanks, appreciate it.